you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Definition of a Woman.
There's levels to this shit.
We are your hosts. I'm Nadia.
Michelle.
And Danielle.
So how's it going, ladies?
It's going. What's up? What's up, everybody?
We back.
You know, I got some good news this week. So as much as chaotic life I've had lately,
yes.
I've received some good news. So I will be starting a new role soon. So super excited about that.
We are so happy for you.
That's gonna alleviate some stress for me. So I'm super excited.
That's important. That is good.
You had good news too, Danny.
I did.
You did. Some things happened where we had a meeting about something happened in your favor.
The Lord is moving all around.
Everybody say bless.
Michelle Wade is coming off, so that's good news.
Man.
We just out here flourishing and we ain't paying attention to it. I gotta call it out so we could all feel like there's some things moving in our life.
That is good.
That's a good call out. You better drop a jewel right here at the beginning.
Exactly. Attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. Come on. So we're super excited about today's episode. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about blended families. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there's a lot of blended families out there. I think, for sure, Danielle has had blended family previously. Yes. I have, for sure. And so has Michelle. So this episode is actually, you know, something we all could relate to. So mm-hmm. we figured that we go ahead and talk about our experiences and just kind of dive into the episode. So we'll go ahead and start off with the Webster Dictionary.
So the Webster definition of blended family is a family that includes children of a previous relationship of one spouse or both.
Mm. Simple enough.
Done.
Simple.
Period.
Fin.
Point blank.
Okay. The Urban Dictionary version says anyone after their last relationship that looks at their children and realizes they have half siblings, a biological sibling, and step sibling is a blended family.
It's a blended family.
I hate the definition. The sentence they have here is, Victoria had such a hard time with her family photo at show and tell today. She could not get the other children to understand who was in her blended family.
Aw, Victoria.
Why is that? What was the reason? Had to be so sad.
Had to be.
Okay, before we get into our own personal experiences, I want to drop a couple facts on you.
We love a fact.
So we went to the definition, but just again, for the purposes of better understanding the blended family structure, a blended family is defined as any household that includes a step-parent, step-sibling, or half-sibling, okay? 16% of children live in blended families, and per the U.S. Census Bureau, 1,300 new step families are formed each day.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I didn't know that. Each day? Really? 1,300?
People fucking leaving.
People is out, okay?
Dropping babies.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
And I'm out. Gotta go.
Wherever he laid his hat was on. It is what it is.
Oh, no.
It's not funny, but it's funny. It's not right. But it's okay.
So true.
It's so true. 40% of families in the U.S. are blended, with at least one partner having a child from a previous relationship before marriage. The number of kids living in blended families has been pretty stable for nearly 30 years, so blended families ain't new. We know this.
Sure ain't.
Children of Hispanic, Black, and white backgrounds are equally likely to live in this type of family, while children from Asian families are half as likely as Hispanic, Black, or white kids to be part of a blended family.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, right?
That is very interesting, but I could actually see that.
Yeah, I think culturally, it's understandable.
Yeah.
Off topic, we'll keep going. I was about to take us off the rails. 6 in 10 women's remarriages create blended families. Mm. So we know we've all been a part of a blended family in some way. So the first question is, did you grow up in a blended family? And I'll start with you first, Nadia.
Oh, I did. So my mom, I guess technically from per the definition, right?
Yeah.
For sure, because me and my sisters had different dads. Mm-hmm. And then my mom remarried I call him my dad now. Mm-hmm. So she remarried him, and none of us are his children, you know. And he had a son beforehand. So that's that. And then my real father, he had married and then had other children. So
what was your experience like growing up in a blended family? Did it like, was it like, oh, I mean?
Yeah, I was like, because I mean, it was more like, on my mom's side, because like my sisters were my sisters. Like right, that regardless. Was never considered mm-hmm. as right. like a blended family right. to me, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe my stepdad's son, but he didn't live with us. Mm-hmm. But he came over and we saw him. So that dynamics wasn't, I mean, it was nothing terrible about that. It just, mm-hmm. it never seemed in my mind, I was like, never thought like I'm in a blended family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now on my dad's side, it was definitely different because they lived with my dad. So I would be the one going over there visiting, mm-hmm. you know, and I was the oldest. Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. it was definitely different trying to get them to understand that, you know, I was their sister mm-hmm. and things like that. But culturally, my dad is different anyway, so it was a lot of differences in that by him being Muslim, mm-hmm. wanting me to convert and things mm-hmm. like that. So, yeah, dad, never happened.
Bye. So I grew up in a blended family, which by definition, of course, me and my siblings don't have the same dad. But I don't know. Maybe it's a Black thing, but I don't think we think of our half-siblings mm-mm. as a blended family.
Like, no.
Your mama, my mama? Mom's
that's your sister.
Yeah, that's your sister.
Half-sister. Don't get
it. No,
yeah,
none of that.
You just got a different daddy. It ain't right.
exactly. Like, blended family, I don't know. But my dad, my mom did remarry once, and they were, he had kids, and they were younger, but I was in, like, middle school, and so, I didn't really interact with them, because they were, like, babies to me, like, you're a baby, you know
what I mean? You were in middle school.
I'm in middle school. I'm out here.
You out here. Not riding around and getting it.
Not riding around
and
getting it, but out here nonetheless. Oh, my God. I do not want to play Barbies, okay? No, thank you. I don't do that anymore. And then on my dad never had any other children, but he also remarried. And my blended family experience was always, like, a pleasant one. Like, we always did, like, Thanksgivings mm-hmm. together. And my stepsisters have spent Christmases with us. So it was, of course, a blended family by nature, but mm-hmm. it really was just family by interaction. Like, it wasn't a separation type thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about you, Danielle?
My dad had children, three children from a previous relationship. He was married. And then my mom was married before him and had a daughter. Mm-hmm. But then, like you guys said, like when we moved in, mm-hmm. my older sister, she was our sister. Like we lived together. It was my mom's daughter. Mm-hmm. There wasn't any separation there.
Right.
We did kind of, because they were so much older than us with my dad's children, there was that, you know, this is your... Mm-hmm. I mean, we still call them sisters because they would actually, like, take care of me. That's how much older they were than me. Like, I would go visit them for
more
the summer
like
time.
Not visit them for the summer. like an auntie, right?
That's how much older they were. Okay, you guys, my dad is 82.
They were your auntie.
Right. So it was more like that mm-hmm. than, like, my sister.
Yeah.
The dynamic. Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. cool.
He said they were more like my aunties.
Danielle had Santi's growing up.
But, okay, so are you part of a blended family now? Let's start with you, Michelle.
I am. So I have two biological children and a bonus son. My husband has a child from another relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Nadia?
Oh.
I'm like, mm-hmm. You next.
I am part of a blended family now. My situationship has two other.
No, I will not let you do it.
I can't.
I'm not gonna allow it. Not today. Not on this one.
I can't.
No, for real. My boo thing. he has two other children, by two other women. But I actually that is definitely. That's what definitely has us be extra bonus there. So
the extra bonus.
I don't just have bonus, I have extra bonus.
More love.
It is.
More love to give. What about you, Danielle, I guess since you know, you be out here on these dating apps, we know you are currently single.
Girl, did I tell you that I erased them a long time ago? Girl, I had to get off of there.
It was too much.
I couldn't. It was not me at all.
Well, you got to know yourself.
It's not nobody.
You got to.
It's really bad out there in these streets.
The dating pool, you basically saying the dating pool got pee in it.
It's a lot of pee. All the pee. Swimming in pee. That is correct. Can I just give a disclaimer?
Yeah.
He has other children that he claims.
Okay, bye.
Do I know if they're biologically his? I don't know.
Yeah.
I am. I'm gonna have to grab her by the back of her shirt. By the back of her neck. Like mama, like the mama dogs get the puppy.
Pull her back. Pull her back.
Oh my God, you get on my nerves.
But so you were saying, Nadia.
So I would say with you, Danielle, since your situation is a little different,
yes.
But what would you say the challenges of having the bonus, they're not necessarily your children, I would
siblings.
Say, but the bonus siblings, what challenges do you foresee with that?
When we were together, I didn't see a challenge because I loved, I was really only around his daughter, but mm-hmm. I loved her because she was a part of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I still love her.
Yeah, I can see that. When we are around and she's around, you can definitely see
I love her. I still love her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's Ronnie's sister.
Of course.
You know? The only challenging part now is that I don't want my daughter to feel any differentiation between the two. Because he was more involved in her life mm-hmm. than he is in
currently.
Ronnie's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel like there is that connection because she grew up with him and Ronnie doesn't have that with her dad. So I worry about that. Like, she'll say my daddy, and not our daddy mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So that's the challenge for me. I don't want her to, and it's really not even her.
Of course.
He needs to set that.
Well, he probably parents based off of the relationships that he have with each woman.
That is true.
For you, Michelle, what's the challenges of being a bonus parent? and to elaborate, being a parent versus being a bonus parent.
I'm going to be honest. It's not as challenging now. It's mm-hmm. not challenging for me now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably I'm about 90-95%. Like, I don't feel like there's a challenge. I think part of that is because I've been around since he was born.
Mm-hmm.
went to the hospital the night he was born. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, I've always been there. Mm-hmm. And so there wasn't who are you? Or, how long mm-hmm. are you going to be around? I've always mm-hmm. been there. The challenges. Honestly, to me, in blended families, the challenges are always amongst the adults and very, mm-hmm. very, very rarely have anything to do with you parenting mm-hmm. children. You know, mm-hmm. more times than not, I think the woman in the relationship, when she's the bonus parent, she's mm-hmm. going to love and treat the child just like she would if they were her own or she has mm-hmm. children just like their own. But whoo.
You hope.
When you got to deal with the other parent,
because
mm-hmm. it used to be rough. And I'm talking, Cam was there. That shit
Cam
was.
Cam said, keep me out of it.
It was really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
It was mm-hmm. really, really bad. And I'm glad it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not like that anymore. So I think one of the challenges that could is just that, like how to deal with the biological parent,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And how much to engage and when you should pull back. And I struggle now with not overstepping because I do see my bonus son as my son.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And so when decisions are made that I don't agree with, I feel like I need to say something.
Mm-hmm.
But I also recognize as a mother, there's a line.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. not your child.
Yeah.
You know, if you could love him mm-hmm. he's your child, but he's not.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not. And so sometimes I'm I'll just call my mama.
Yeah.
Girl, let me tell you. And I wouldn't have done it that way. And that's not mm-hmm. necessarily nothing to his mom. That's his dad, too. They make decisions about
together.
How they parent,
mm-hmm.
together. And, some stuff is just, not how I would do it. Yeah. Doesn't make sense. It wrong.
But it don't make it right.
Just make it different. That's it. It just makes it different. And, like, as far as I can see right now, mm-hmm. I don't think he sees any difference. Like, sometimes, of course, I think we have different rules and how, you know, it's you know, little stuff like that. It's like, well, I can drink soda at my mom's house. Honey, you're not at your mama's house. Churn don't drink soda over here. Mm-hmm. Would you like this juice or you want to go thirsty?
Mm-hmm. Or you can get water. We love water over here.
Water, mm-hmm. juice, no problem. Spit. Here are your options. what would you like?
You got a couple options.
You know, so it's little stuff like that. You know what I mean? But I don't think there are any huge issues with him right now. I don't know how that'll unfold as he,
teenagers,
you know what I mean, maybe, gets a little bit older and things like that. And I'm sure sometimes, like, he might feel like sometimes we'll go to Disney or something on a week that we don't have them, or I'll take my kids out of school to travel. Ain't no problem.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. And then you know, he comes over and they're talking about it and he wasn't there. So I don't know what that might feel like, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's stuff like that that I do worry about. So if we're going to take a big trip or something like that, I try to plan it around times where we'll have him. So it's not even the issue of can we do this or can mm-hmm. we do that. Like, it's we're going to have him, so we're going to do this type of situation. And the kids, I don't really think they see no different. I remember Elijah was like, Mom, I remember you when you was pregnant with Naomi, but... Mm-hmm. I don't remember when you was pregnant with Landon. And I was like, I was not pregnant with Landon. That's
to your
probably
point.
Why you do not recall. So we had to have that conversation. He's like, but I don't understand. And so now he tells everybody, like, I was born, and then Mommy and Daddy broke up, and then Landon was born, and then Mommy and Daddy got married, and then Naomi was like, I'm like, you got to tell all my business.
Right.
Like,
he got it down, too. He got it down.
Right. So let me tell you, I know the timeline without a problem. Let me go ahead and share it.
All my business to whoever will listen. Like, boy, gone. But I think, like, she has another child now, and mm-hmm. they'll say, like, that child is their brother. Like, I'm trying to foster what I had when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. I don't think it will ever be that because too many bad things have transpired.
Right, right.
Too many bad things have transpired, so I don't know that it would be just that, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to do Thanksgiving mm-hmm. together, or, yeah, all of the kids are going to go stay with you this weekend, and all of them are going to, I don't know. I would love for that to be it, because that's what I had. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But a lot of shit is happening.
It's a lot of water under the bridge.
It's a lot of water under the bridge. And it stank a little bit, so I don't know. I don't know that we'll get there, but, you know, the Lord works miracles. He has for us all. Right.
He does.
The fact that we're even at the place that we are now is honestly and truly, nobody would have thunk it. And that's, I mean, good. Nobody. So the Lord moves. Totally. And we're going to believe in him for whatever he sees to make our blended family the best that it can be.
That's that.
Absolutely.
What about you, Nadi? What are some challenges you have faced or maybe even anticipate facing as you navigate your blended family?
So challenges, just to your point, it's not challenges with the children, mm-hmm. like, not at all. The kids, you know, when their sister was younger, she called mom for a little while. But again, that was because of my other kids called me mm-hmm. mom. You know what I mean? But she calls me Nadia now. Mm-hmm. I treat her like my daughter. If she needs something, she'll ask. Like, mm-hmm. she gets treated just like the rest of my kids. His other son, he calls me mom now. Mm-hmm. And I love them to death. Like, mm-hmm. I miss them when they're not around. Mm-hmm. Like, the same that I do with my children. So there's no issue with the kids. And to your point, like, even when me and the kids' dad weren't together, mm-hmm. If I took a trip or, like we went to Florida for Disney and stuff, mm-hmm. and me and the kids' dad wasn't together, but I asked, this is before he had, mm-hmm. his son, I asked if their sister can come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so she came with us and with my family and mm-hmm. everything. So I just want to always incorporate and have her go on trips, mm-hmm. or now both mm-hmm. of them mm-hmm. go on trips, because that is something that I worry about, for them to be like, especially if it's a trip that, since we're together now, you mm-hmm. know, especially if it's a trip that we go on together, I don't want the other kids to miss out.
Right.
Because I don't want them to say, you know, when we went here and we went there with dad, and she's like, well, what the fuck? I ain't going to, you know.
I didn't go?
Right. Yeah, I don't. I, huge. I, it may, it, it'll bother. I feel like it'll bother slightly now, But I feel like it'll be a bigger problem when they get older.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I make sure I don't do that part of it. But to your point too, it's majority of the time it's parents. Now there are certain issues like with the blended family, with a child being like, you ain't my mama type situation. That ain't them. And I'm sure it won't be them. Seeing how I've known them since they were babies. Like, they've been around me since they were born, basically. You know what I mean? So I don't foresee that happening. But the issues is with the kid's mom. Now, I don't have an issue with the little boy's mom. Mm-hmm. She seems like she is a mature adult. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, it's the other one, mama. She's what I would consider as a baby mama. Mm-hmm. Now, the other one, not the mother of his child. Mm-hmm. The little girl mama, she's a goddamn baby mama. Okay? Now, it's just like, now that water under the bridge started to fucking rot and everything else, okay?
The bridge is breaking. Okay? I can't get across.
So, as far as that part of it, I think, that's where shit arrives when adults don't know how to be adult. Mm-hmm. But I feel like as the bonus parent, you just have to do the best you can. Like, I remember, even though I despise the little girl's mom, I still, like, extended and reached my arm out to say, you know, if you want to sit and talk, it doesn't have to be about comparing notes or talking about situations and what happened and stuff, because I don't give a fuck, right? Mm-hmm. I just want, at the end of the day, I know this child is a sibling to my children. Mm-hmm. That being said, I would like her to be able to come around. Now, can they come to your house? No.
Just so we clear.
But, you know, I love children. I'm going to always take care of and this, that, and the third. And I wanted that. And she kind of declined that. Mm-hmm. But guess who needed me in the long run?
Look who came crawling back.
So I just feel like it's the way to, like, navigate, like, those relationships. You do the very best that you can. And always try to remember. I always try to keep in my mind, like, at the end of the day, the more I can keep peace, the better. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the kids have absolutely nothing to do with it. And it should be about the children and the children only. Mm-hmm. So
that's good. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
She said, that's what I... Daniel needs a Whopper.
A Kit Kat.
You know, it's funny. So, I had a Whopper last night.
Did you? We're not going to get into my issues with Char Grill. Okay? I don't like it. But a topic for another day. We kind of touched on some of the could be disadvantages. Like, we were talking about the trips and stuff that you take and wanting to make sure that none of the children feel left out. So do you guys think, and I'll go first, there are any advantages to a blended family, and what are any additional disadvantages, if you can think of any? Mm-hmm. I think some advantages is just, I really believe it does take a village to raise a child, and having a blended family, if you choose to utilize it to its fullest potential, is your village. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's more parents, more experience, more hands to help, pick up, drop off. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's just more people to love and care for your child if all parties are willing. I think that's a big advantage. Unfortunately, there are a lot of disadvantages. Yeah. Like, we especially if you've been with, you know, the biological parent for a while, you may not even realize, and the kid might not even know how to vocalize when they do start feeling some type of way because they love their bonus parent, mm-hmm. and they've always been around, but now they're having these feelings of resentment to that family, to the other family. I feel like that's something that happens. You see it a lot when the kid is older, mm-hmm. and then the blended family starts, but I feel like it probably is just as easy to happen when the kid is around you from birth. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because there is some, you know, you with daddy all the time, or you do this, right, and you do that. Just if you have issues with the other parent, that just makes it harder. Makes it harder for you to help parent the child. Makes it harder for the relationship you're in. It just makes it more difficult. I think those two are big ones. What about you, Danielle?
I agree with all of your advantages. I think another I think the biggest disadvantage for me would be for one of the children to feel excluded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that is my huge issue with it, is I don't want any child to feel excluded from the situation.
And it's really hard to mm-hmm. prevent that, especially if, I mean, what y'all doing, living side by side? even in the best of situations, you might live in a different city, a different state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my older siblings, they still have issues with what happened, mm-hmm. you know, with my dad marrying my mom. You mm-hmm. know, they still have issues with my dad, you know, for that reason, and not feeling like, you know, he was as good of a dad to them as mm-hmm. he was to us. You know, mm-hmm. At least that's their argument, you know, so, mm-hmm. And how they feel. So, and I don't want to discount how they feel, but, you know, I'm like, what are you talking about? Dad loved us all, but they didn't feel like that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the disadvantage.
A big one.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Nadia?
I would definitely say advantages is obviously the more love, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on all parties, because you have another child that you can love, right? And then siblings, like that sibling love that they have. I think that's super important, like, just to ensure, like...
Yeah, that sibling love. That's a good point.
Yes, mm-hmm. that sibling love, I feel like, is completely different where... Especially, like, an only child situation. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like Ronnie, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has other... Even if you don't have another child, she has other
right.
siblings.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Where she can kind of relate to mm-hmm. and this, that, and the third. So I think that part of it overall would be the best. And in hopes, if it's working, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an advantage if you have the what is it called? The upper hand in that mm-hmm. situation. I couldn't think. But I think that's the advantage. The disadvantage is everything that you said. Especially, like, parenting. Because, like, if you guys aren't on the same page, I think the parenting thing is, could be a huge mm-hmm. difference. Like, my mom let me drink pop over mm-hmm. here and... Mm-hmm. I mean, at home, so mm-hmm. I want some pop over here. Or, you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
just simple things like, no, you're not allowed to do that. I mean, because mm-hmm. it's the same thing with me. How much juice did you drink?
Nah. Whoa.
Go get you some water.
Right.
Well, I couldn't go get you some water. Because that's what I said.
So, your kidneys are begging you.
They're begging you. As a matter of fact, they're tapping on your stomach to talk to me. So it's like that part of it. I think parenting is the huge thing. Just trying to make sure that the child or children understand that things are operated differently here. But like a lot... Like maneuvering it and introducing it to them in a certain way, especially if that child hasn't been, like, our situation is different,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the kid's been around since day one.
Mm-hmm.
But a situation where that's not the dynamics, like, you have to gradually introduce that to a child, right? To be able to say, like, things are handled a little differently
mm-hmm.
here. We operate things a little differently here. And this, that, and the third. So I think that part of it, and of course, like, the drama dealing with another parent that's not that has issues, I'm gonna just go ahead and put it out there like that, I think that's a huge disadvantage.
Uh-huh.
So between those two things, I think everything else is like a work through, but that's the biggest disadvantage. And of course, the child feeling excluded, that is a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, yeah.
So I always try to ensure that there's no, they don't feel that way, but it's hard to.
It's hard.
Especially when the father lives in the household. I think that's the issue that we
mm-hmm.
had before, where the kid's dad was like, it bothers me that she lives in a different household.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you did it. But anyways, you know, he was like, you know, and I could appreciate that
mm-hmm.
bothers you. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? But I always said, reality is this, you did it. So it's a choice that you either live with us, right,
mm-hmm.
and we work it out,
mm-hmm.
or you go because in your mind it bothers you that much. But at the end of the day, it's either one set of kids live with
somebody
you or none.
Somebody's child going to be but not in your household.
Exactly,
right.
And you're going to have to understand and know that, because that's decisions that you made.
Yeah.
So
being excluded is
a
right.
huge decision.
You know what? That just brought mm-hmm. another question that's going to derail us just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But for both of you guys, how do you feel? Twofold question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like your partner or partners you've been involved with handle or even friends you know, mm-hmm. you know, dads you might know, handle not being in the household, not just not being in the household with their child, but being in the household with one or some of their children and not others. And the second part B to that is how do you, I don't want to say help, support them mm-hmm. in that. Because to your point, in my mind, I'm thinking, but you did it.
Exactly. So for me, so my situation is obviously a little different. So the little girl, like their sister, he had while we were together, mm-hmm. right? So that was a whole different can of worms. So, of course, you know, during certain conversations, I wasn't trying to hear it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I did learn, well, let me then say, the son, their brother, he had while we weren't together, mm-hmm. right? It didn't sting less. It actually did, but
it still stung.
It stung a lot less because we weren't together and mm-hmm. things. We were in a completely different place where we were in separate places for right. sure. Mm-hmm. But it still was like, nigga, you out here still having children type mm-hmm. situation. Mm-hmm. Strap it up, nigga. but as far as like he would have that conversation, especially when it boiled down to their sister, mm-hmm. It would eat him alive where he just felt bad, right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I used to always want to say it. I used to always want to be like, nigga, you made this bed. You got to fucking lie mm-hmm. in it. And I wanted to just be that intense mm-hmm. and nasty with mm-hmm. it. You know what I mean? But I had got out most of my raunchiness by that mm-hmm. time because, you know, I was a little older. And I'm like, I did the same thing you did. Sit back and listen because I knew had I said something or said what was on my mind mm-hmm. at the time, it wouldn't make the situation better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to help the situation. It'll make things worse because it's going to turn into an argument. So I didn't do that. But I also tried to say, like giving certain suggestions by saying, you know, why don't you get her mm-hmm. more than mm-hmm. every other weekend, mm-hmm. more than once a month or mm-hmm. more than, you know what I'm saying? Or when you get her, let's plan mm-hmm. a trip. Even if she couldn't stay long, I would be like, mm-hmm. go pick her up and we're going to get our nails done.
Yeah, spend a day.
Yeah, spend mm-hmm. a day and then she can go ahead and go back. Simple stuff. Or like get her and, you know, she can just stay over here. So just trying to give options
mm-hmm.
Made it better, I think, for him. But in his mind, I felt like he battled with it for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He definitely battled with it for a while. I think he's finally come to terms like, I got kids all over the place. And
not today. Not today. I ain't doing it. Ain't.
I can't.
No, but for I yeah. think it he came to terms to be able to be like, look, I know I don't have no way to be in the household mm-hmm. with all of my children. Mm-hmm. So the best I can do is ensure that I have that I'm present with them. Like I told him, you can call them every day. Mm-hmm. No, it's not the same. You know what I mean? Yeah. But at the same time, it's that acknowledgement of the child knowing that you're calling them every day. Cause you know, like we were talking about a little earlier, you know, when the father or mother lives in the household with the children and then another child doesn't necessarily live in a household, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And it's mm-hmm. like, well, you had a different upbringing. You had dad around. Mm-hmm. You had mom around. You know what I'm saying? And it causes resentment or yeah. whatever the case is. But you do it the best you can to always make sure that they feel included.
Mm-hmm. That's good. What about you, Danielle?
What was the question?
How do you think you could support a significant other? Or how have you heard of maybe men needing support?
Yes, this will definitely be hypothetical in my situation.
Okay.
I think, like Nadia said, how I would support them is just, you know, telling them that when they are with them, they can be present with them. That mm-hmm. that is so important.
Say that again, please.
Not what you buy them or what you can do for them. It's your presence that, yes, to me, is the most important thing. So I would definitely support them in just being present with their children no matter where they live.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm. So that was to your point for mm-hmm. sure.
That's an important one.
People don't understand it and underestimate the power of being present.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Nadia, would you recommend this situation? as a bonus parent?
100%. 100%. I feel like, I mean, if done right, let me be clear. My situation was a little, was not done proper, but nonetheless, would I recommend it for anybody? Absolutely. Like I said, I feel like the best advantage is getting that additional love from another child and you loving the other child because you don't necessarily know what that child has at their home, mm-hmm. what love mm-hmm. they lack at their home. Mm-hmm. So I think part of being that bonus parent is filling in the gaps where the others may lack. So, yep, I recommend it.
Let me ask this question. Side note. Would you, if you were not the woman living in the house, mm-hmm. do you think you would feel the same way?
I do, and let me tell you why. I think it's hard for people to say yes if they still have attachment. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the time when you have attachment, you're quick to jump to no. Mm-hmm. You're going to be quick to jump to no because you're not over that other person. But I feel like if there's no attachment and you know that child is in a happy, healthy mm-hmm. environment, like no bullshit, mm-hmm. no argument, safe. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people are more prone to be like, okay, you're going to your dad's this weekend. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, or living there, is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Like the child living, I mean, my kid ain't going nowhere to live. But, like being able to, like, be over there more than just, like, once a month or whatever, 100%. Mm-hmm. Feel free to go over there because there's no attachment. I think that's the huge difference where people be like, hell no. It's because there is attachment there or mm-hmm. they feel like the space is unsafe. Mm-hmm. Those are the two things where I feel like people will say no. Mm-hmm. An unsafe space or attachment.
Yeah, I agree too. Because really, if you make it about your child, like you said before, your child's happiness is the priority.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if my kid is happy to go over there and happy to go, sure. Mm-hmm. If my kid is saying how much they don't want to go and mm-hmm. they don't like going over there for whatever reason, mm-hmm. I feel like that's a problem. Now, does that mean they can't go? No. Right. Does it mean we need to figure it out to figure out why the child is having a problem? Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. huge to me. And not mm-hmm. only do me and the parent need, the father need to figure it out, but I need to have a separate conversation with the girl that's over there, or lady, woman, whoever you
want to
be.
Bring her ass over here.
Exactly, because we need a chit-chat to figure out why my kids don't like coming over here.
For sure.
Why they don't like it.
Right.
What about you, Michelle? Would you recommend it?
I feel like recommend is a bit strong of a word. Recommend is a bit strong. I feel like, initially, I'll say no. And for the reasons that we talked about, like, right. there's no... you have no clue what that's going to do to the children in the right. situation. And not just the bonus child. Because I hear, well, you know, he can do that. And why I can't? You know, I hear that from the children that are in, you know, in the household. And I observe things that make me feel like all the children in the house may end up having issues. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And for that reason, I say no. That being said, no, but don't stick with your baby mom, your baby daddy, because you feel like your child needs mm-hmm. their mom and their dad because a toxic environment is a toxic environment.
It's a toxic
all the way around. And if you're hoping not to damage your child, don't raise them in a toxic environment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just do what's necessary to make sure that the blended family situation is the best that it can be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that. What about you, Danielle?
I was just thinking about it. No, I don't recommend it either. You know, growing up in a blended family, I it was all right. You know, like,
it was fine.
It was fine and everything. But, you know, like I said, my sisters still deal with issues from that. And then, you know, in my situation now, I just feel like there's nothing like being in the house, you know, having all the children in the home with the parents. Mm-hmm. But to your point, you know, also being in a home where, you know, parents stayed in the relationship longer than they should have, you know, don't ever stay in a situation for the kids, period. Because it will end up hurting them more than if you separate. So,
see, and of course, I jump into it, yes, because I enjoyed my so-called blended family. Even, like, my stepdad.
Oh, you guys were like the Brady Bunch.
they have a good time on the Brady Bunch. They
had a gay old time. But, like, my stepdad was awesome. Like, you know what I mean? My stepdad and his family was awesome. They all... Nadia is like he never it was never this is my stepdaughter it was always you know what I mean so it was never a situation where I felt unloved or unwanted or not accepted or anything of the sort. So of course my answer is going to be yes, because my experience with growing up as a child and I say current in a sense because maybe more so because my kids live with me, you know what I'm saying, type situation. So I guess that's where my answer typically comes from.
No, that's a good point, though. Yeah, it's a really good point. Yeah, that you benefited from that growing up. Yeah. So,
well, I would say, I think lastly, before we kind of sum it up, what advice would you have? And I'll start with you, Michelle.
Start with Danielle. I got to think about it.
I'm like, thanks. I think, you know, I say this a lot in our episodes, but I really do feel like you need to stay true to yourself in the situation. And, you know, you're not doing anybody any benefit. You're actually doing everybody a disservice if you are not honest about how you really feel about the situation.
Agreed.
So I think that... although there are great advantages to being a bonus parent and having blended families, that's something you truly have to be comfortable with within yourself in order for you to be a benefit to everybody else in the family.
I like that.
That's good.
Good. Yeah. Michelle.
I feel like I ain't ready still. Danielle said a good one, because I feel like when our parenting relationship was tumultuous. Okay.
Yeah.
I was not me. You know what I mean? I was very reactive. I was very like, you know, you ain't gonna get me, I'm gonna get you.
Right.
You know, if I got to bring myself down, as long as you come down, then we both be down.
Right.
And I'm okay with that.
Right.
But
you go low, I'm going lower.
Going lower.
When you go low, I go basement.
Okay.
That
was me all day. Like, somebody would push me like that, and I'll be ready to punch them in their face. Mm-hmm. Like, you give me 10, I'm giving you 1,000.
Right, yeah.
Like, I was very, very reactive, and I know the day that it changed, like, I really feel like the Lord was like, it's enough.
Enough. You've done everything.
You've done a lot. You said a lot. It's enough. You gotta stop, okay? Mm-hmm. You gotta stop. And I really, like, was like, well, yeah, because... how dare I give somebody this much power over me? Like, I was nasty. I was downright nasty. I said things that I shouldn't have said. I did things that I shouldn't have done. And that's me. I'm talking about Michelle. It don't matter what anybody else did. I'm talking about me, because that's all I have control over.
That's right.
And so one day I was like, you know what? This is just, it's not working for me anymore. And
what you put out comes back to you.
It comes back
not
to
the other person.
So I'm reacting off of what I feel like somebody did to me. Right?
Yeah.
And then when I'm wondering why situations ain't working out how I would like them to, of course I ain't thinking about what I did. Why would I do such a
why
thing?
Why is this happening?
I'm thinking about what everybody else did to me. Because that's what matter. You know, they pushed me, I punched them, it don't matter, they shouldn't have pushed me type situation. And so I really literally made the decision for myself that I was not going to be like that anymore.
Yeah.
And if it fixed the situation, good. And if it didn't, even better.
Yeah.
What matters to me is that I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to be a good parent in this triangle of parenting, because that's what I want. I love the child. I'm going to do right by the child. And either we can get along or we won't.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing no more back and forth. I'm not doing no more, oh, I got to ask him to ask you. I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm going to ask whoever.
You took your power back.
Yes.
That is powerful.
And that is so powerful.
That
and it
powerful.
Made it so
it
much less stressful. Like, I spent years back and forth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasting time, basically.
Wasting
time. Energy. Emotions,
like, yeah, where I could have been putting that into the children.
I was about to say,
yeah. I could have, if that's what I'm worried about, and that's what I should be worried about, that's what everyone should be worried mm-hmm. about in the situation, and that's what I did. I turned my focus to what I said mattered, which was the kids, and yeah. I think that honestly made a world of difference. I think mm-hmm. honesty makes a world of difference on everybody's part. You know, you gotta be honest.
Yeah,
because mm-hmm. I think that that makes it worse, especially when it's amongst the women. You know what I mean?
100%.
If there's not, the man is not honest, it makes it bad. And I think yeah. men also just, you know, you're listening, or if you know a man, that's their child too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know, and I feel this way as a mom, I know we feel like mom knows best. They're better off with their mom. That, you know, kids need their mom. Let me tell you this. Kids need their dad.
100%.
Kids need their dad, and you can't let anyone or anything tell you differently or mm-hmm. make you do differently or allow you to do differently. Like, we want to make sure we respect the mothers in the situation. You know, they carried them for 9 months, okay?
Okay.
They didn't get no help pushing that baby
and
out.
Didn't.
Okay, they didn't get no help getting cut open.
And
okay?
Didn't.
They didn't get no, they do reserve an extra level of respect, mm-hmm. but not where it comes into affecting the relationship you have with your child.
Right.
That's your child, too. Find out what the laws are. Find out what you're entitled to. And if you want to be with your kid, do that.
I think for me, like, the first thing that I would say, and I feel like the most mature thing, I mean, most important thing is maturity
mm-hmm.
on all mm-hmm. ends, right? And knowing what you're going to get into, that's called maturity, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knowing the situation for what it is. Like, if it's going to be a blended family, everyone in the situation has to be mature. Everyone in the situation needs to have a table conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because all parties need to be on the same page. Even, like, for instance, I'll say my situation, where the kids come over and it's that and the third, right? I'm not the mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100% not the mom. But maturity is, I don't mind sitting down with the mothers and mm-hmm. saying, what is your expectation for me?
Mm-hmm.
Because if the shoe was on the other foot, I'm going to sit down with you
and
I'm going to say, let me tell you what my expectation of you
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
That way we're all on the same page. There is no uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is in alignment. The kids are on one accord because mm-hmm. the parents are on one accord. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then we can all
That's
do it.
Very true.
And then mm-hmm. ensuring, I feel like the very next step after that is putting the kids first.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit emotions as far as like, oh, I feel this way, or I feel like she shouldn't have did that. I feel like he shouldn't have said, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck your feelings and put the kids first, because if you put the kids first, your thought process is always going to be like, I'm about to go off on this mother. Oh, shit. Okay. You know, if I go off on him, it can cause an issue with the child, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can cause an issue internally. And at the end of the day, if it's about the kid, let it be about the kid. Every decision and every choice that needs to be made, make it about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because how we feel and what we think, it doesn't matter for anything if we're trying to have these kids grow up to be emotionally stable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
important.
That is super important, and mentally stable. Like, you don't mm-hmm. want them growing up to have issues. So I think those are the most two important things I would say. Make sure you do. And let me add one more
really
thing
good.
As mm-hmm. a matter of fact. Ensuring that the other party, the one who's going to be a bonus parent,
mm-hmm.
is on, like, is up for the task.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because sometimes people get in relationships knowing that they're not necessarily up for the task, or knowing they don't give two shits about
mm-hmm.
the task, but want to say, you know what, I could go ahead and do this. I can do that. I can do this. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had that happen with my children when, you know, me and the kid's dad weren't together,
mm-hmm.
knowing that he had kids, you know what I mean? And she didn't want kids. She really didn't want to be around the kids. And of course, my ass found out she was saying shit when she had to watch the kids if he had to run to the store or something
mm-hmm.
like that. So it's like, and my kids came back and told me.
Mm-hmm.
And she made a comment, I don't know why he leave these kids here with me when he know I don't want to watch them. I don't even want kids type situation. So it's like, it's a situation where you got to know that the person want to deal with your children. Mm-hmm. Because if not, then that leads a whole nother can of worms where your kids are feeling unwelcomed, unloved. And the last thing you want is a kid having stress or anxiety or something like that, trying to go just to visit their dad.
Right.
Or just to go visit their mom. You should be excited when you don't live with the other parent to go see your, you know what I mean? So it's just making sure everybody is on one accord and making sure to both of you, guys' points, that you are honest. It's not just the parent. It's the bonus parent being honest to say, do I want to deal with this?
Right.
Can I deal with this? Yeah. How do I deal with this?
Right.
Being open and being honest.
Being open and honest.
Communicating.
Yeah. Come on,
you
communication.
Say it, I know. I was Communication is key in every facet in every relationship.
Yeah.
Communication is key. So we hope you go out there and flourish in your blended families. Love on those kids. Be open with their biological parents. You know, respect them even if you don't like them. You know what I mean? And
that's
even if you can't respect them as a person, respect them as a mother.
As the mother.
You know, if they're not doing that now, if they're a sorry ass mama, they're a sorry ass mama. But and there are some. there are many. luckily I don't have that issue. You know what I mean? Like
oh my gosh, something is in my throat. That's crazy.
Don't respect them at the expense of your kids, but your bonus kids. Speak up if you see them doing something trifling, but have some respect for them and understand how they feel. I think it's easier for people who are parents in blended families to do that. I think it might be a little harder if you aren't a parent in a blended family situation to do that, because you're not looking at them as a mother. You're looking at them as my current boyfriend
situation or
ex,
whatever.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not looking at them in the vein of a parent, and you don't really know what it's like to be a parent until you're a parent. It's just what that is. That's just what that is. That was a good conversation, lady.
That's really good.
All right, y'all. Before we let you get out of here, we are going to go into our Girl Boss segment this week. And this week, we are spotlighting Kiara of Quirk and Max. Many may know her as Key of Tea Time with Key. Key is an alumnus of NCCU, Go Eagles, with a Bachelor of Arts in Theater. Through her web show, Tea Time with Key, she has done multiple interviews with celebs, local talent, and upcoming artists. Outside of that, Key has also acted in a few different projects here in NC, and most recently began a plus-size women's clothing boutique called Quirk and Max. Her brand is specializing in sizes extra large to 3XL and also serving select styles in small through large. Through her new business venture, she has incorporated her love of the arts into her marketing and branding with various shows or movies in mind with her pieces. You can find her page on Facebook at Quirk and Max. As for her business Instagram, it is QM_QuirkMX. She aspires to inspire and clothe women in confidence and beautiful, fashionable pieces.
I love it.
I love that. You know,
come on,
shout
girl.
Out to the businesses out there,
yes.
You know, catering towards what the average size woman is nowadays, which is not a small.
Come
it's
on, Key.
Not even
and
a medium.
It also, and it also isn't Michelle anymore.
No, it's me. I'm out here. I'm out here. I'm a buy. But she really does have some cute pieces,
kidding.
And it's just in time for summer. She had a couple little two-piece sets. I'm like, ooh, girl, that's right in time
all
for
right.
summer.
I'm gonna go on there.
So make sure you guys are following her on Facebook and Instagram. That is Quirk and Max on Facebook. Her IG is QM_QuirkMX. Make sure you go follow Kiara.
Yes, I love it.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Definition of a Woman. There's levels to this shit.
And please remember to follow us on all of our podcast social media pages, IG, Facebook, and YouTube.
We're a Definition of a Woman everywhere. And make sure that you are rating the podcast all 5 stars. We done told y'all we don't want none less.
Don't want it.
Than 5 stars. And please make sure that you are liking and sharing the podcast. We appreciate you guys for all that you do and for listening. And we will talk to you guys next time.
Peace and love.
Bye.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.